Custer. Waves of explosive-laden suicide drones struck Ukraine's capital Monday, setting buildings on fire and tearing a hole in at least one of them. The attack sent people running for shelter, and it comes a week after Russia unleashed its most widespread strikes against the country in months. The Ukrainian Air Force said it shot down 13 of the unmanned aerial drones. The attacks came a week after Russian missile strikes broke months of relative calm in Kyiv. Ukrainian officials said the drones were Iranian-made Shahed models. Russia has used them to carry out so-called kamikaze attacks in which the aircraft has intentionally crashed into a target. The targets this time were mainly Ukraine energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, on Monday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani denied Iran provided drones to Russia, telling reporters that it has not taken any side in the war between Russia and Ukraine and has not exported any weapons. He said the stories about the drones are products of what he called Western media with political goals. Foreign policy, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell Monday announced the EU ministers meeting in Luxembourg have agreed to establish a mission to train Ukrainian troops beginning next month. Borrell told the reporters about the plan at a news briefing.
We agreed on establishing an European Union military assistance mission to support the Ukrainian armed forces that will be happening in European Union soil. The training will take place in the European Union soil, and the mission has a purpose. It's to train around 15,000 troops to start with, maybe more.
This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday called for an immediate end to fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Guterres said the country is being torn apart by war.
The situation in Ethiopia is spiraling out of control. Violence and destruction have reached alarming levels. The social fabric is being ripped apart. Hostilities in the Tigray region of Ethiopia must end now, including the immediate withdrawal and disengagement of Eritrean armed forces from Ethiopia.
The UN Secretary General made the call after Ethiopia's federal authorities Monday announced they will assume control of airports and other infrastructure in the embattled Tigray region. The conflict between the government forces and Tigray rebel groups there began in November 2020 and has led to deaths of tens of thousands. A leading Belarusian political activist has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for opposing President Alexander Lukashenko's regime. Mikhail Otukovich was convicted and sentenced by a Belarusian court Monday on charges of plotting a terror attack, high treason, and conspiracy to seize power. The 59-year-old Otukovich is a former military officer and a veteran of the Soviet war in Afghanistan. He's helped the opposition raise funds for their efforts to oppose Lukashenko, who has ruled the ex-Soviet nation with an iron hand for more than 28 years. The U.S. government said Monday Steve Bannon, a former advisor and ally of former U.S. President Donald Trump, should serve a hefty prison sentence for ignoring a subpoena to appear before the committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Bannon will be sentenced Friday on two counts of contempt of Congress, one for refusing to sit for a deposition with the House January 6 committee, the other for refusing to provide documents. The Justice Department says Bannon should serve 6 months in prison and pay the maximum $200,000 fine, saying he pursued a bad faith strategy of defiance and contempt. The panel wanted Bannon testimony over his involvement in Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Last week, it took the extraordinary step to subpoena the ex-president himself. It's unclear how Trump will respond. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The rapper, formerly known as Kanye West, who now simply goes by Ye, is offering to buy the right-wing friendly social media network Parler. The move comes a week after the musical artist was thrown off Twitter and Instagram for posting what the social media sites referred to as anti-Semitic posts. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1.